morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98, can you be the...
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, it's the offspring right there. I screwed up. I put the wrong thing in the system. There we go. It's time now for What Would Brady Do? Let's get it right.
What would Brady do?
For some reason, I put in the Rock Wars stuff. No reason at all. We were about to just do a Monday Rock Wars no one was prepared for. It happens. Also, and again, I'm getting nonstop requests to just be the poor man's Howard Stern show the rest of the way. I think that's an insult. At this point, I'm getting a little POD about it. I'm getting a little offended. A guy named Sean used to work here. Has an interesting theory of why, because I'm still, my head won't wrap around the Biden-Stern interview at all. I didn't hear it, but it's like people are taking quotes from it, like, Anderson Cooper interviewed Biden. Like, it's just so strange to me that Stern is, because it's the same as Trump being president. It's like, that guy should never have, he's a great interviewer, but anyway, so the fact that people are taking things from this and kind of ignoring the source is weird. But Phil's has a good point, because he said there's a reason why Stern is so angry at Trump that's beyond politics, and that he's just kind of abandoned that fight the man thing, become the man for the Democratic Party. And he has a theory that has not dawned on me. He thinks that Trump may have banged his wife. And that makes tons of sense why Stern would be so hell-bent on getting Donald Trump. That
interesting.
Something happened back in New York, and now that's all. Like Phil, since you said that to me, that's all I'm thinking about.
My wife and I, look, Beth had sex with Trump. There's no lie. I can't tell. So now I'm trying to get the guy not elected. I can't. I don't want to. You know,
Red Robin. What I'm talking about.
Yum.
Brettle juice. I would rather have you sleep with Beth than Trump. That's the truth. So we're going to have Joe Biden on. He's going to ride the Sibian again. Here he goes.
To president on the Sibian. Which evidently is the greatest thing that's ever happened. Yeah, that's an interesting theory. Because for me, I struggled. Maybe I just haven't listened to Howard for years now. So I just don't know where he's gone with that show. But to me, it doesn't make any sense. Because like you said, it just doesn't add up that he would have a bunch of people say, don't ask this. You can't go here.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of why people liked him, is that he never was a shill, or at least seemed to never be one.
Those interviews, for the most part, are there to do nothing but promote.
Right.
They can't no holds barred, unless they're doing equal time.
Right. No holds barred is the furthest thing from an interview with a politician. They're no fun to interview, because you're basically saying, here's a weird way to get you to get to a talking point. That's why they hate. That's why they send out press secretaries, so they can deal with guys like Peter Doocy from Fox, who's going to ask. But he, when I did that Caliendo cast, and we talked to what was his name, Major. He's great too. He got drunk during the podcast. He was awesome. But he even said that, he goes, sometimes the president looks at you and says, "I dare you to ask me that," and you know you're about to get shredded, and you just have to sit back and eat it. Major Garrett.
Yeah.
Here's a list of questions that have been approved for me to ask. I mean, that's the opposite. It's like when Jimmy Fallon tussled Trump's hair and everybody said, what are you doing?
This one kind of feels like Stern didn't. And the world doesn't make sense.
I want to know two things.
Because in there, if you're hearing, you're the White House.
Yeah.
And you'd hear something like Trump or Howard Stern say, trust me, I got this interview.
I'm not going to go down that road.
You don't have anything to worry about.
I love your stance on Israel. I think that's great. You got to get rid of these politicians. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever been with a Jewish broad?
I mean, yeah, I mean, there, he had to just fight every instinct inside him. Like, the last time you were in a Jew bra, tell me about it. Did you ever bang a Palestinian? Is that, I mean, why aren't you mad at them?
I was doing what I do. I'm not mad at anybody.
You got to get in there. You got to shoot all of them, I think. Like, he would say something ridiculous.
The good thing, I mean, I understand why he did it. He got $95 billion for that interview.
There could be that. Now, there's that, and there's why. This is why Stern was the king, is because you never assumed someone paid him to be a certain thing. And he probably took money at one point or another to do interviews. But this one, make Biden ride the seat. While we're talking Israel and Palestine, get Dr. Jill on that. There she goes. And let's see if Hunter can smell out where the Coke is. We've got five lines. Some's powdered sugar. Which one? Will Hunter go directly to the cocaine by smell? He's like a canine officer.
Line cutting race.
we have a son, Hunter. He's outside. He's right now. He's going to run a 40-yard dash, but we've put chalk down. What you don't know is we used real cocaine for the lines in the race. We think Hunter's going to figure it out about 12 yards into the 40.
We switched out.
We switched out all of the powdered sugar for the donuts for cocaine. Will Hunter know? He'll take a bite immediately and go, hey, this is cocaine, and we'll know he's had it. Anyway, Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. What Would Brady Do is brought to you by, well, the world makes no sense. It's time we turn to Brady and say, you know what? Fix it. The most moral man in all of Phoenix is here. It's brought to you by Mo Money Pawn. They've got M&P guns. Did you do the gun thing Saturday?
I didn't. I had a postponer.
Oh, no.
I had a postponer. I'll be in the next class.
Looking forward to you building something.
Yeah, no, I will. I will. Right. I'm excited about it.
Well, they just had one Saturday. Yes. There'll be more. The good news is Brett missed it Saturday. Probably just deadbeat from Friday.
Yeah, it was kind of after, you know, I was texting with Byron. He's like, after U-Fest, don't worry about it. We'll get you in the next one.
Did you wake up that morning and go, I'm out of this?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Had a robe. That's pretty much exactly what I said. Walked down the driveway, got the newspaper.
I'm not going anywhere. Marron. Brett gave me a marron on Friday. I don't remember why, but we're standing. Oh, somebody was coming up to us and we were kind of, I forgot. We won't say who because it walks up and he goes, I'm out of it. I don't know what that is, but it works. Anyway, he'll get to M&P guns and rebuild that. You're going to do a Glock?
Yep. I've Glocks. Already done the AR class. They got it all, so definitely head on over there.
Build your own, save yourself some money while you do it, and then also check out all they've got to offer inside M&P guns, which is part of Mo Money Pawn, 12th Street and Indian School, and we thank them for this. First one says, Dear Brady. Man, my voice. Hold on.
Clear it out.
It isn't cleared. It's so dry. I am a crushed cracker. Great band name, Crushed Crackers.
I like that.
I do. I feel like I got sand in my throat.
Grinding polyps.
Ooh, I probably am hurting myself somehow.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Dear Brady, my wife says intimacy hurts. We manually please each other now, but she's not comfortable with actual sex anymore. I think it's because I'm over 300 pounds. She also says that I'm allowed to have sex with someone else and she's no longer willing to do that with me. I love her very much. She loves me very much, but that is a missing part of our relationship. If this was you, what would you do? Bradley.
Lose some weight.
Yeah, drop weight. Yeah. What's the matter with you? But maybe she does have, maybe it isn't because you're 300 pounds. Maybe she is having that.
And if she is, which is happening, there's a couple things that could happen, you know, going through the change.
Oh, boy.
And it just turns, after having a kid, sometimes that can change things around. But it's usually a hormonal thing.
Yeah.
It could take a year. To get over could take longer or a shorter amount of time. It's tough.
Well, screw that.
Yeah, screw that. And also, but, you said the change, and I heard my dad's car start and drive away. He hates that. hates the phrase the change.
But
Toledo,
he'll Toledo any woman going through the change. If a waitress comes by and she's in her late 40s, my dad's like, uh-oh. If she brings the wrong drink, let's get out of here. She's going through the change. He's horrified of menopause. Even still, he's 76. He's seen it.
But it's a huge step. At least they have an agreement, or they're not having a problem necessarily doing other things.
Giving you hands and stuff.
Yeah. But I would definitely lose some weight, Kim.
That's going to help.
That's probably a deal with her that maybe it is affecting her.
Yeah, you're too heavy.
She doesn't want to.
She can get on top.
Tell you.
That's true. But if you're 300 pounds.
If you go too much, that's.
Look, if you're 300 pounds and your wife's like, I don't want to do this anymore, it hurts too much. Yeah, you're probably too fat. Second, she's just not that attracted to you. Like, you're 300
Again,
pounds.
If you started out in the deal at 175 and right. Now you're 300, that's different.
Think
but
if she did
if
that.
If you're going into it that
yeah.
size,
right.
maybe a little different.
Yeah. If
but
she
still,
married you and you were humongous, then yeah, she got no excuse. Yeah.
But it can always help.
And what do we say about the whole you can have sex with somebody else since I can't do it?
It's a trap.
Yep.
Prepare to be halved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just prep the have. Get that paring knife. Prepare for half. Feel like you look in your house and just look down the hallway and go, that's a nice side of the house. That's not yours anymore. The house is now half yours. You're out. You don't get to use it anymore. But, yeah, also to the ladies who are like, oh, it hurts. Is it just the front? I don't think that whole change Brady's on about affects your B.
There's so many other options. There's so many other options.
You're right. She can climb on top.
You have not exhausted 67% of the possibilities.
Yeah.
You got that gab you won't stop telling me how much everything hurts with. You can put that to better use. And then, you know, you don't have to look at my 300-pound body anymore if you just roll over.
That's an easy 2 years of time.
Yeah, we could kill this menopause time. I'm sorry that hurts. This probably is going to hurt at first, but you'll get
this
used to
it. This will make up for it. Easy.
I mean, we're not the most sensitive lovers, but if you're not doing anything at all, you got to start opening new parts of the store. You know?
And then if that were to happen, it's amazing how that pain goes away now that they're back in the playing field again.
So true. Yeah, it doesn't hurt anymore when they got a new fella involved. If you got a store and you close the bread aisle every day, you can't keep the tortilla aisle closed too. I need my starches. This is a good one here. Yeah, you're in a pickle because you're fat and your wife thinks you're gross. That's one. B, Brady's right, the change. C, she's being a little selfish. You got to fulfill the needs. Dear Brady, my stepson took $200 from my wallet, and I know he did it. And I've been waiting for him to tell me and apologize, but this weekend I found out that he took that money and bought me a golf bag and awesome golf balls for my birthday. Do I tell him I know how this happened or keep these sweet gifts? He's 14. He's a little turd. We've had a lot of problems because he's my stepson, but it's coming around. This is a nice moment through a horrible act. What would Brady do, Brian? He bought him. It's no different than your wife.
What I'm doing is, I'm letting that one go.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Don't you teach him like stealing?
He's a thieving little prick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you're teaching him that stealing is okay.
He's covering his ass.
I'm letting that go, but I'm going to talk to him about that.
Well, you're not letting it go.
Well, on another occasion, I mean, if it happens again.
Bag. You want the golf bag.
This is the first.
Brady likes the
exactly what it is.
I would have been spending that money anyway.
If Kirby took money from Ronnie and bought you a present, would you be like,
all right, that's our little secret. If she took it to buy something for herself, but she was buying something for me on my birthday.
You're an accomplice. You're a thieving accomplice.
Oh, no, if she's taking
it from
Ronnie.
If she's taking it from you, even.
Yeah.
If she stole it and bought you something with it, it's still bad. And you're worse for wanting the present.
They get one time on
as
that.
As long as the present's good.
If he wanted that present, he would have went out and bought it himself.
All right. Yeah. Watch this. She steals $200 and comes back with a salad shooter.
We're having a talk.
Yeah, that is not going to fly at Brady's house. Yeah. You can't teach a kid that worked. unless the bag is awesome. And probably, what is a good golf bag? It's about $150 for a nice one. I know the real good ones are real expensive.
Three bones now.
But you can get like
$250.
But you can't. You go to like a regular one, get like a travel, like a standard for a couple $100.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. How much did the kid steal?
$200. So I'm guessing, but
and a good bag's $300.
Well, golf balls are.
He could get a bag for. $150.
Depends on depends on what he got him for golf balls, but a case of those $50.
But if he came home with
kids covering his ass,
a dozen Top Flights and something, now you're talking to him.
Yeah, you break me Top Rocks and some weird pink bag that's.
It says Rawlings on the bag. I'm like, wait a minute, there.
You wouldn't keep it. You, you talk to him even if he had bought you a real nice one. Like, I know where you got the money. You're still going to work. You're working that money off at the very least. I appreciate that you did this.
Appreciate the present. Hey, where'd you get the money for it?
Right. He knows. I would tell him. I know you stole it.
Yeah.
That's a CYA.
Just so you know, don't do that again.
Your kid's doing it to more than just you, too.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings on 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Dear Brady, the third one starts. Get this. This broad's nuts. Melissa is her name. I want to leave my boyfriend. He's the man I actually left my husband for, and I want to leave him to get back with my husband. He wants me back. Following?
Yeah.
Left a guy. For this guy, wants to leave this guy for that guy.
Back to the original.
My life is a disaster. Yes, I have kids with both of them, so John and Bert can eat S-word. Just knowing it, we'd be like, or.
It's your own fault, pal.
So she's got kids with both guys. She was married to one, left for the other one, made babies with him, or maybe had him before, and now wants to leave this guy for the last guy. Help me make a decision. I still am very much in love with both of them. Melissa.
No, you're not.
Make a decision. I'll help the other two guys, saying don't have anything to do with her other than she can be a stepmom to the kids.
She's a mom to both of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She can have visitation.
That's not going to work. She's going to get them all the time.
She is. I'll tell you what she's doing. She's going to go back to the original guy.
Right. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing I can do to tell her. And then my thought would be if there's a tendency, who knows what happens in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. What would you do if you were Melissa?
Well, I'm. Jesus. Guess I'd be going back.
I'll tell you exactly what you do. You look in the mirror and say, "I am a crazy bitch, and I need to straighten this out, and I don't need to drag people with me."
You can manipulate.
Yeah, you're nuts. You're one of those loony broads. Yeah, you make a decision.
It's not fair to either one.
It's not fair to anybody.
But she's already.
Grass isn't always greener.
And it does. Well, clearly, she keeps going back to the yard after the water goes. Yeah. How about straighten your own life out without dragging anybody in it? Leave both of them. Let them both go. Let them be the father to your kid. You be a mom and figure out what you're doing without this mess. You're creating mess. Has anyone ever seen Jerry Springer? Why do people keep living that life?
I'm sure those other two guys, they might get along. Maybe she could just be a wife to both of them.
That's not a bad idea. She's kind of doing it now. It's just, you could save a lot of money if the guys are in on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they would like that.
Sure. Hey, the husband's asking for her back. So it's time that they all had their moment.
Wonder if he's booting his.
If he's got something too. Oh, jeez. And how many other kids are involved? Ex-husband's probably got a kid with somebody. There's kids all over the goddamn place. Any wonder this nation's falling apart? It's people like Melissa.
Donovan said, ask Melissa who has the better trailer. That'll help her make up her mind.
Says you guys have to have shirts with Brett's face on it that just says, I'm out. That's his answer to a lot of stuff. I'm out.
That's true.
And you got to ask yourself if you're Melissa's guy, why am I trying to get her back?
I think it's pretty easy for whichever kid she likes better.
There's that.
Yeah.
There is, and that is a true thing. If you've got multiple kids, there is one you like better.
She sounds like a type that would. go for the kids over the...
Right. Well, you be careful. She might marry one of them. She keeps going back and forth with everybody. Melissa, find a guy that you don't have kids with and have kids with him, I think, is the best move. Nothing better than a woman with multiple dads.
Third brood going.
Yeah.
Well, David sums it up here.
David's got something. Oh, David is trouble.
Yeah.
We all know that girl that's like, I've got three kids or four kids and three dads. They want to be your best friend, and they're going to move in with another. Like, run
just
away.
Line again. Up the guys. It's unbelievable.
It's a trap.
Yeah, and the dude's actually, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make her. The Captain Save-A-Ho wants to help out. Wow.
Told you, that's a good one.
I've never heard this before.
Me neither.
It says, so this bitch has sucks. And that stands for some other kids. with both of these guys. She's a whore. Right, well, I don't want to call our listeners whores, but clearly Melissa is one.
Well, okay, I guess you can come back home.
Quite simply, this woman, whore, doesn't know what back doors are. Put the D down, stop making babies with everybody, and choose a guy. This crazy. Yeah. Anyway,
that could have applied to both of them.
Yeah, the back door can apply to all the people who emailed today, except that guy and his stepson. Two of the three. And even still, you're going to have a talk.
Well, maybe that's how you teach them. Quit stealing.
I don't know. Stepson reached into your wallet and basically you in the butt. Anyway, what a life you're all leading. Emailing us asking, what should I be with, my ex-husband or the guy I left him for, who I want to leave for? Hey, you're nuts. Melissa, you're nuts. Can you at least take this advice from a guy who's sitting across from you going, I'm listening to your story right now. I want to be empathetic, but it's impossible. You're crazy. You're everything that gets written about in songs. You're a lunatic. Crazy bitch.
Yeah, Buck Cherry
wrote this.
You know, the first one, I'm changing up my answer. I'm talking to him about it.
The kid
because
who
just
stole?
Looking at it, I figured out $200. He pocketed 100 of it and went to Target and just got this golf bag with a dozen ball deal
included
for another $100.
In fairness, the dad said he liked the bag.
He did say that.
So it was a good bag, least to him. I don't know if these people have good taste in golf bags or not, but
guess as long as he liked the bag.
He did have $200 in his wallet. Didn't seem to miss it, so. Maybe he's okay. You're all a mess. Hey, and is it Biden's fault? Let's get him on the sibling and find out. I'm going to do it all the time.
Here's another one.
Oh, no. I don't. Your email, is it from David again?
No, this is from Mike.
David makes me nervous. This is Mike, his take on what Brady would do. Okay. Got a feeling she left her husband for a black dude, and now she's blown out and wants to settle back in. Maybe he blew her out. Now that you're blown out, once you nuzzle up against that ex-husband of yours, I got stuff to do.
That's a serious blended family.
Look, bitch, I have many, many white women to excavate. You're done here. You go shrink up with Whitey over there, and I'm going to go about my business. Yes, that's it. Blew her out. And then nobody respects that. They email and said that. So there you go. Melissa, you look in the mirror. You say, I'm crazy. I don't need any man right now. I got to sort out myself.
Because I'm blown out.
Because you probably got blown out. And look down there and admit whether or not that looks like a tornado ripped through your thighs.
Evidently not enough for the ex to take her back.
The ex seems fine with it. Well, maybe the ex is the black guy.
Maybe it's Rico.
And then she went and, you know, shrunk up with a white
tied
guy.
Up for a couple years.
A couple years. Now I'll take you back.
We're going to step you up to AAA.
Yeah. And we'd send you back down a little bit there, and you've been taking that little bat.
I want you back, girl.
I want you back.
Oh, my God, is it ever. And that is what Brady did.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You